This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
When the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, abortion remained legal in Illinois. Republican lawmakers have been trying to overturn state abortion laws. Democratic lawmakers continue to push for laws protecting Illinois residents as well as out-of-state patients. WBEZ is spending the run-up to the 2024 election looking at the critical issues facing and shaping our democracy. Today, I'm talking with WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal about what's been happening on the legal front in the year since Roe fell. I thought we'd start with what laws state lawmakers have passed around abortion access.
Illinois has already had some of the strongest abortion protections in the country when they passed the Reproductive Health Act in 2019 that basically guaranteed abortion access for all Illinois residents. But since Roe fell last summer, they sort of ramped up their protections specifically for out-of-state patients and providers because they saw, you know, as a lot of advocates say, Illinois did become a sort of Midwestern safe haven for abortion access as surrounding states like Missouri and Indiana and Wisconsin moved to restrict abortion access. And so, lawmakers passed protections for patients, providers coming in from out-of-state. They passed a law that would prohibit law enforcement from sharing license plate reader data with outside state agencies for the purpose of prosecuting for abortion care. They've expanded access to emergency contraception on college campuses. And they also passed a measure that would allow patients to sue crisis pregnancy centers if they feel like they were misled from seeking abortions.
Abortion advocates made it clear they wanted to see more protections around access in Illinois. What have they been saying?
When I talked to Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy, she said that it's really all about just waiting until the other shoe drops. And so they're monitoring what other states are doing as far as penalizing or even criminalizing their residents from coming into Illinois. They're also looking to codify abortion access into the Illinois state constitution. So currently, under the Reproductive Health Act of 2019, Illinois residents are guaranteed the right to an abortion under Illinois law, but it's not in the state constitution.
Not everyone agrees about what to do post-Roe. What have Republicans been doing in Springfield to counter these abortion protections?
They've been introducing a lot of bills that would essentially just overturn or undo a lot of the work that their Democratic colleagues have been doing. So, like, for example, they introduced a bill that would repeal the Reproductive Health Act of 2019. They would also outlaw mobile abortion clinics. There's another bill that would charge physicians who perform abortions at certain stages of the pregnancy with felonies. Stuff like, you know, requiring public schools to teach family life-centered sex ed, which would include alternatives to abortion.
And Mawa, I understand a Republican from outside of Peoria, Representative Bill Howder, told you that lawmakers know that their bills won't pass, but they file them anyway. Why would they do that?
To show their constituents that they're doing something. He said, you know, it's an uphill battle to get any sort of conservative legislation truly passed in a Democratic supermajority like Illinois, but it's really just to show their constituents, the people in their district, that they're trying at least.
This conversation is part of the Democracy Solutions Project. It's a collaborative effort among WBEZ, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the University of Chicago Center for Effective Government. Together, we're examining critical issues facing our democracy in the run-up to the 2024 elections. This is WBEZ.